Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Options include Phil's Breakfast with Hill's Pepper Bacon, the Carlton Frank's Pork Loin, or the Rancher's Breakfast with Portage Bay's French Toast. Information at PortageBayCafe.com.
The new West Guitar Group is here, and surprise, surprise, they brought singer Sarah Gazarek with them. Hooray! Since forming about 10 years ago, the NWGG has become one of the premier guitar ensembles in the world. Their blend of electric and acoustic guitars on jazz standards, pop classics, and original compositions will be on display at the Kirkland Performance Center tonight at 8. The group's album from a couple years ago, Send One Your Love, features a collection of talented singers along for the ride, including a pair with their friend and ours, Sarah Gazarek, who joins them here today and in Kirkland tonight. Sarah is a product of Seattle's Roosevelt High Jazz Program and studied at USC in Los Angeles, where she's been making fantastic music for more than a dozen years. She'll be back in town with her band at Jazz Alley December 26th and 27th, but hey, it's mighty cold out today, so let's get this show cooking. Perry Smith, John Story, and Will Brahm on guitars, please welcome the New West Guitar Group. Thank you. Perry Smith and John Story and Will Brum on the guitars, the New West guitar group live on 88.5. You'll find them with singer Sarah Gazarek at the Kirkland Performance Center tonight. Their most recent record, actually we're going to talk about the brand new one in a bit, but Send One Your Love is a feature with a whole bunch of great singers in it. And I wanted to talk to the guitar players a little bit before we hear Sarah join them. The guitar trio quartet scene. I mean, there's a long history in jazz and other musics of guitar players working together. I'm not sure how much we see it, how often we see three guitarist players today. Is there a scene out there, you guys?
Yes, there is a little bit of a scene for the guitar ensemble. There's obviously the great Los Angeles Guitar Quartet that kind of crosses between classical and jazz and all kinds of things. There's the Modern Guitar Ensemble, which is a wonderful group of European musicians. Also, Ralph Towner fronts that as well. But New West is a little unique in the sense that we're sort of a younger generation of guitarists, and we've been playing together for over a decade, and you don't see that too often.
Now, there's also a lot of outreach to kids that you guys do, a lot of jazz education. I'm very interested in talking to you about that because Seattle's a big jazz education town. We could talk about Roosevelt program all day long with Sarah here. But one of the interesting things I think about your jazz education is you also get into touring and entrepreneurship and a lot of things that aren't necessarily about playing. John, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Aspect? Yeah, we for years, it's been a part of our touring, part of our traveling as we go connect with students in schools, especially during the school year. Students of all ages, we've worked with elementary all the way up through college. And it is kind of a unique format because we're all guitar players. So guitar education seems to be growing in a lot of schools, and general music seems to be including more guitar. So we'll go into schools and play with guitar orchestras like we did down in Arizona and New Mexico. So it's been a major part of what we do. It's also really fun. I know we really enjoy connecting with the community that way.
And Will, I know you and John are based in L.A., Perry's in New York, and how often does that make it difficult for the band to get together, or because musicians are often on the road, is it really kind of irrelevant?
It puts a lot of pressure on us individually to have our own parts down, and then when we come together on the road, we'll rehearse in sound check or in the hotel room because we don't need amps with these. So I think it actually makes us kind of hyper-productive in that sense of having our own individual stuff really together. And it also helps us have more set direction on our arrangements. Like if I'm arranging a song, I'll arrange all three parts, and we might come together to change some things, but having one person steering each arrangement actually moves it along faster. So yeah, it works great for us.
And Perry, I wanted to ask about the new CD. It was recorded closer to your home in New York, up in Pennsylvania. Tell us about how it came together.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful venue out in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, which is near Allentown. And it's called the Ma Chunk Opera House. In fact, a couple years ago, we performed there with Sarah as well. And they had us back last January as a trio, and we did a live recording there. They have a really wonderful audio... I guess what's the right word for that?
Well, they make preamps.
Yeah, they make their preamps right above the venue. And so they have this great recording studio. It's called Purple Audio.
Right.
And it's really great stuff. And so they get a good sound, and the hall sounds great. And so, yeah, we're releasing it last week. It's live at the Ma Chunk Opera House, and we have a lot of videos online with it as well.
I just got my copy. I'm very excited to give it a listen. You can find the New West Guitar Group in Kirkland tonight at the Kirkland Performance Center with singer Sarah Gazarek, and she joins the band now. Let's hear it for Sarah and the New West Guitar Group.
Yeah.
Make sure that she knows it with the flow. flower from your heart. Show him your love. Don't hold back your feelings. You don't need a reason when it's coming from your heart. I've heard so many say that the days of romance are no more, and people falling in love is so old-fashioned. But waiting are they at the day they once let slip away, hiding need to fulfill their heart's desire for love's passion. Send her your love with a dozen roses. Make sure that she knows it with a flower from your heart. Show him your love. Don't hold back your feelings. You don't need a reason when it's coming from your heart. I know that people say two hearts beating as one is unreal and can only happen in make-believe stories. But so blind they all must be that they cannot believe what they see. For around us are miracles of love's passion.
U.S. Guitar Group live on 88.5 with Sarah Gazarek singing. The album Send One Your Love features Sarah and a bunch of other terrific singers. They're performing tonight at the Kirkland Performance Center at 8 o'clock showtime. Other singers on this record, I mean, this is quite a crew. Gretchen Parlato and Becca Stevens and Tierney Sutton and Peter Eldridge. Really impressive. And Send One Your Love, the album, kind of the theme is love songs, and that's a big category of songs. I think probably the most popular subject to write songs about. You can go a lot of different directions with that. Broken hearts and successful love stories. Which way did you decide to go, John?
Yeah, well, first, they were tunes that we just all really enjoy playing. And, you know, the guitar and the voice go so well together that kind of in the months leading up to the record, it gave us an opportunity to try these tunes out with some of the vocalists that we play with. Sarah and I play a lot together in L.A. It was fun just to try stuff out. And generally, the theme of love and finding the person and then maybe things change and then in the end, finding love for yourself. Mm. I think that's kind of a common thread through all of these tunes when you really listen to the lyrics. And we kind of span some different generations. Some of the standards go back to the 40s. Mm-hmm. Some of them go all the way up to the 80s. So it was a lot of fun to put together.
Now, I would love to talk to you all about working with singers specifically. And Perry, you work with Sophie Millman and Kathleen Grace. And John, you work with Spencer Day and Jeff Goldblum. What should a young instrumentalist know before they start working with a singer? Are there pitfalls you want to avoid? Perry, what do you think? Is there a certain trick to working with a singer?
I don't know if it's, I would say it's a trick or anything, but you just need to have a lot of experience. You know, as a guitar player, I can't stress enough how crucial it can be to try to just play a lot of duo with a singer. Because there's things with the guitar that, you know, generally you may not do with a larger ensemble. Just being able to fill out the bass notes and keep the rhythm and the harmony going together. And then learning how to voice your chords so it's complementary with what the melody is. And one of the things I always tell singers that I play with is put the melody in your chart, you know, because as a guitar player, I want to see the melody. I just don't want to see the chords. If I don't know the song, it's kind of crucial to how we voice and accompany is to have that melody. So there's no trick. It's just kind of gaining a lot of experience.
And Sarah, I'd love to ask you what you're looking for in an accompanist. What do you want the person you're playing with to be able to do?
That's such an important and big question, but I've had the fortunate opportunity to work with a lot of different wonderful pianists and guitarists, and I completely agree with Perry that just kind of having the experience of understanding what strengths different instruments bring to the table and individuals bring to the table and being able to kind of meet in the middle. I think for collaborators, I'm always looking for good people. That's the first and foremost, most important part for me, is being with a human that I trust and that I think is kind-hearted and open-minded. And then the next, I guess, most important part is a phenomenal listener, you mm-hmm. know, someone who doesn't necessarily come in with an agenda or an idea of what is valuable, I guess, because there's always something to learn, you know, that different singers and different instrumentalists and different backgrounds and different places where you grew up and different places you've traveled and favorite movies. And, you know, there's always things to learn. And I've worked with a number of different collaborators, and I would say the ones who come in asking questions instead of dictating answers always end up being a little bit more fun to play with. I also find it challenging to play with people who don't like singers. You know, I mean, that's the number one thing, is that finding people who really understand the strengths that the instrument brings, especially if someone does it well, and what both sides can learn. Yeah.
And you're certainly a great singer who can act as a horn, really, of the vocal movement is fantastic. But I wonder if lyrics are important to be able to understand collectively within a group. Do you want your accompanist to know what this song is about, what the lyrics mean? Or is that kind of, well, don't let me worry about the lyrics?
Well, I kind of identify as a storyteller and a songwriter. And a lot of the music in my ensemble and some of the stuff that we do in this group is arrangement-based, you know? And I think it's really crucial for the arrangement to reflect the meaning of the song. And so to just throw a reharmonization or an odd meter or a crazy tempo for the sake of doing it, I find to be kind of moot. So I always, when I'm sitting down to make an arrangement with a collaborator, kind of discuss what it means to me and what my experience has been that led me to find the song and fall in love with the song and want to perform it. And then ask ourselves musically how we can kind of breathe life into that.
Okay, one last question. I want to talk a little bit about L.A. Perry and John and Sarah kind of got to know each other down at USC, and that's a dozen years ago, going back to L.A., and John and Will are in L.A. now, and Sarah is too. I would love to get your impression of how that jazz scene, industry town or La La Land? I mean, what's the jazz scene like in Los Angeles for you four?
Yeah, maybe we can each say a little something. I think these days there's a lot of great creative music happening in Los Angeles. La La Land was good for LA because I think people internationally kind of wondered what jazz is like in Los Angeles. And Sarah and I play with Jeff Goldblum every now and then. And it's funny, people come to that show because they saw that movie. We call it the Whiplash Effect. It kind of happened after Whiplash also. But overall, it's a very supportive town of the arts. There's beautiful venues. It's a great place. It's very contrasting to New York in that it's a smaller scene, but I'm very happy to be there. Yeah.
Sarah?
Yeah, I think it's a really wonderful young scene. There's a really great educational program called the Thelonious Monk Institute that exists in the UCLA campus. Some of the best young musicians from around the world are there for 2 years and often stick around, which is really exciting. So we have phenomenal players and composers and great people, you know, under the age of 30 kind of inhabiting the scene there, which is great. And then we also have a lot of phenomenal studio musicians who also play jazz, you know? So like, I don't know, the keyboardist of the Jimmy Kimmel Show is like one of the best keyboardists, jazz keyboardists in LA and does gigs around there all the time. And, you know, the Steve Gadd Band is there and Larry Goldings, who is James Taylor and John Mayer's organ players, is in LA. And so it's kind of funny. I think that the studio scene lends itself to this sort of influenced by the music of, I don't know, the Beach Boys, like later Beach Boys surf rock meets jazz studio scene thing, which is really different than what you experience in New York. It's just a very, very different vibe and something that I find to be incredibly creative and expressive and beautiful.
Will, do you find there's enough places to play down there?
Yes. A lot of different types of places that are more casual bars or like background music type venues. Downtown is getting a lot of new venues and the Highland Park area is blowing up a lot, and there's some very standard, well-known venues that have been there for a long time. I think that there's plenty of places to play on any night of the week.
And Perry, someone who was in Southern California but now New York, I wonder if you could contrast it to the Big Apple and the scene you're playing in now.
Yeah, it's a hard question. You know, I feel like each city has its strengths. You know, LA is a wonderful town, and I met so many great musicians there. It's a little bit more relaxed. It's a little bit more laid back. And I think that represents itself in the music as well. Mm-hmm. And New York is like a faster pace. It's a much bigger jazz scene. New York is kind of like a magnet for jazz musicians all over the world. So right. Just the sheer number of jazz musicians there kind of give it a certain kind of energy that I really enjoy. There's certainly a lot of people there that take the music very seriously and take it to, you know, all kinds of high levels and cutting edge. But there are a lot of issues in New York, too, with the fact that there's just too many musicians and not enough gigs.
Right.
So everyone's, you know, kind of dealing with that all the time.
Right. The New West Guitar Group is here live on 88.5 with Sarah Gazarek singing. They're performing at the Kirkland Performance Center tonight at 8 o'clock. Speaking of energy, Perry, let's finish this one with a little bit of energy.
Woo! All right. Here we go.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all my heart could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and love. You would be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all my heart could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and love. Do Fibbity,
come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire. While the breeze on high sang a lullaby, you'd be all my heart could desire. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to come home to come home to. And
the Northwest snows start to melt away. The New West Guitar Group with Sarah Gazark live on 88.5. They're performing at the Kirkland Performance Center tonight. The album with all the singers is called Send One Your Love, features Sarah on a couple of tunes, and they've got a brand new one is out now live at the Ma Chunk Opera House. Thank you so much for coming in, all four of you. It's a real treat to have you here.
Guys.
Thanks to the members of our leadership circle. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. You can check out all the archives at knkx.org. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. Thanks to Parker Blom for the video production and John Kessler for the audio production. With that, we'll send it back to Paige Hansen with more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.